Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We're going to be joined by a quick update from Aaron in Israel. Every day, folks, there is news and information coming out of Israel. We want to get the latest update. And then at about the 14-minute mark, we'll take a quick break, come back, and be joined by Millie Weaver and Trevor Loudon. Last night, we were one of the very first broadcasts to bring you the story by investigative journalist Millie Weaver that involves a recording. It looks like a Zoom recording by multiple what are said to be, and she has documented with links back to who they are. She says she has it all worked out for everybody to see on her X feed, and I've been going through it. And these are, again, reported federal workers that stay from administration to administration, and they are following what they admit in one audio and video is the ideology of a guy named Gene Sharp. Gene has since passed away, but he wrote about an 88-page book on From Dictatorship to Democracy. It is said that his little book was heavily involved in helping to carry out the Arab Spring. It has gone global and been involved in helping many leftist radicals carry out so-called revolution in their countries. And apparently this is now circulated among many civil servants in the U.S. government. We'll get to that with them because they were then preparing for what they would do if Donald Trump was going to resist the election results. Last time in 2020, one has to wonder if now under Biden for 8 years, we saw it under Obama for his 8 years, Biden for 4 years, how much the bureaucracies have been loaded up with cultural Marxists. You know the old saying, pressure from above, pressure from below, the street level. This would be more pressure from above, people inside the government. And so we're going to get to that ideology, the people, and what it might mean for 2024. Many of us have speculated, should Donald Trump win, will he be able to get to the White House? Will he be able literally to get to the White House? I suppose they could fly him in on a helicopter, a Marine One, but would there be such chaos outside the White House and in D.C.? Could he have an inauguration? Would he have to be sworn in somewhere else and then take the reins of the power? But what power? Government is already moving to limit his ability as president. You know, so this is lining up, folks, for what appears to be a deliberate civil war coming. It seems as though the lines are being drawn to deliberately incite a civil war, which again begs the question, what if you have things like the World Health Organization and their international treaty, pandemic treaty, on health crises and being able to suspend sovereignty of nations? Does the United Nations now say there's a problem in America, there is a health crisis, they're having attacks on their infrastructure, water treatment, whatnot, power grid, and the UN now wants to try to get the nations of the world to come against America and take over the UN for a while and settle things down in America? Don't think these things are not of the realm of possibility. Folks, we are seeing things done in the world we never thought we would maybe see, certainly not in the United States of America, right? The lack of orderly, constitutional, structural government is dissolving and dissolving fast. One of them I saw today was the fact that you have Speaker Mike Johnson. He offers full support to Governor Abbott to protect the state of Texas from invasion. So basically what we got going on here, folks, could be ramping up to a kind of constitutional crisis, if you will, where the Supreme Court saying the Biden administration can cut the wire. The Texas governor acting out of his constitutional right says, no, you cannot do this. Now you have the Speaker of the House siding with the Texas governor. This is becoming a real issue. I have another article, and that is linked at worldviewreport.com. I have another issue at worldviewreport.com that is quoting General Michael Flynn. Here it is. General Flynn, the Constitution literally allows Texas to engage in war at the southern border. Here's how. So here's three-star General Flynn, and former DI Director of National Intelligence, former National Security Advisor for President Trump, weighing in and saying, wait a minute, the Constitution, that's the rule of law, and the Constitution literally allows the Texas to engage in a war at the southern border, and here's how, and he goes on to explain that. So we're living at a time where the foundations are being destroyed, and many people like General Flynn here are stating, wait a minute, we have a foundation. It's called the Constitution. We can't let bureaucrats or even rogue judges make rulings over the Constitution. And we, the people, have to go back to what is the foundation. Isn't that what our Declaration of Independence talks about? Governments are instituted by men. And not over trivial matters, but after a long train of abuses. The people have the right to alter or abolish government, to bring it back into accord with the template that God ordained for government, which is to not give people their rights, but to secure their rights, protect their rights. We're running in a time of incredible lawlessness. And apparently the left is engineering massive lawlessness, which seems very interesting with all the apparent predictive programming of movies about civil war, power grid, tax on America, etc. So we're going to get to all that with Trevor Loudon and Millie Weaver. First, a report from our correspondent and broadcast partner, Aaron, brought to you by our WVWFoundation.com. Aaron, thank you for joining us. What's the latest in Israel?
Hey, Brandon, great to be with you. After listening to some of your issues in America, why don't you come to Israel where it's nice and peaceful? We don't have any problems.
Well, that's true. But, I've told you if you can work it out for me to come there and set up a broadcast center and live, I might be open to that because the problem here is our own government is coming against us. At least you have an outside group coming against you and your government's on your side. So we're totally in different situations, aren't we? By the way, the same people coming after Israel are the same people that have penetrated our government coming after we, the people, you know, and I don't think the Islamists and Marxists have penetrated to a large enough degree to impact the people of Israel. I'm not saying you don't have your own deep state, but I don't think the Marxists and Islamists have been able to penetrate the Israeli government to use the government to wage war on the Israeli people. In America, as you're going to hear again today with Millie Weaver and Trevor, the Marxists and the Islamists have penetrated at the highest levels of our government, in our Congress, and in the key places of power in D.C. to actually now use the government as the Marxists and Islamists to persecute the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, the constitutionalists. So we're in a much worse situation because I would rather be battling an external threat than an internal threat. Would you agree?
Yeah, and that external threat could unite the American people, just like what has happened with this war. We had also terrible divisions before the war, and now we are at almost like an all-time unification between left, right, religious, secular. Not that I wish an external threat on America, but you know, strange things happen. But, you know, going back to your request for an update, Brandon, there's so much going on. Let me give you the main issues, in my opinion. Number one, the United States, over the next few days, are handing to Israel a squadron of F-35 jets, 25 F-15s, 12 Apaches and other combat helicopters. Why are they doing this? In my opinion, I think they can see that the handwriting's on the wall, that the North, and we've been talking about it, the North was with Hezbollah is seriously going to break out. They are not stopping firing at us. They tried to attack our Iron Domes today. So that to me is big news. Why would they be doing that? They've come over into the region. They've still got aircraft carriers here. So that's number one. Number two, I just saw this headline today. This really, I don't know what the word is, shocked me, surprised me. Next week on Sunday, here in Israel, Sunday is the first day of the week. We have only Shabbat, the day of rest, and then we call it day one. But in the West, it's Sunday. But in any event, next week on Sunday in Jerusalem, in the International Convention Center, there is a conference. 3,000 people will be going to that conference. Israeli cabinet members, Israeli ministers, public known people. And this is what the theme of the conference is: Jewish settlement in the Gaza Strip post-Gaza war.
Mm.
Jewish settlement. There is a growing, and I mean a rapidly growing movement of right-wing, not just right-wingers, even people from the left who have moved over. They are talking, and they are seriously talking, about settling in the Gaza Strip. In other words, it's going to be like what happened in the 1967 war when we took over Judea and Samaria. That was Jordan. But because they attacked us, along with Egypt, Syria, Iraq, we took over that land and we began to settle it. This is where we get that political term, settlers and settlements. So we're going to do the same in the Gaza Strip, according to this growing movement of Jewish people, including politicians, members of the Knesset, public figures. So pay attention for that. For me, that is big news. I didn't hear about that. And of course, can you imagine how not only the United States, but the United Nations, all the Arab countries, Russia, all the nations, Qatar, in fact, the UAE, who are one of the nations that have made peace with us with the Abraham Accords, they are saying our warm peace that we have with you is going to turn cold unless this fighting stops. So that's pretty radical new news out there.
Indeed it is. Here's another one I want to get to real quick. This IDF strikes Iran Hezbollah airport, launching major escalation. This is over in Lebanon, obviously. So Iran is supplying Hezbollah. They're in Lebanon, and they're striking you. And now you guys are saying from the article that your IDF can stand off and see even the Iranian flag flying over there.
Yeah, we've known for a long time.
I'm keeping up with this stuff, aren't I?
You are. You very much. You so much. Absolutely. We are often on the same page. No question about it. The Iranians are supplying the Lebanese, not the Lebanese, but Hezbollah, who basically run the streets in Lebanon. And I've heard some reports over the last few days, actually, that Iran are in trouble because they've got problems around. We've talked about what happened with Iraq. And a few insurgent groups within are causing them problems.
All right, hold right there. We'll come back, say goodbye to Aaron, and then we'll be joined by Trevor Loudon and Millie Weaver. She has just released yesterday, and we got a report last night, but we just scratched the surface. Far-left radicals, cultural Marxists, inside the U.S. government as civilians, as civil servants, talking about how they can disrupt government. Don't go away. Joining me now is Melissa House. She called me today, and she told me something, and I said, you have got to tell the audience this. They need to hear this. It's really good news for those of you that, well, are taking Bella Grace. What happened today?
Well, I went to my hairdresser, and I had not told her about this product that I've been taking, and she said shortly after, well, when she was blow drying my hair, she said, I just noticed when I was parting your hair and fixing it that you have a bunch of new hair growth and a lot of, you know, short hairs that are more curly than normal. And she's like, I just can't believe I've been going to this lady for probably 13 years and she's never said that to me. And I had noticed it, but for the fact that she noticed it was, I had to call Brand right away and tell him, well, I guess the collagen has definitely helped me grow my hair.
So that's, we have not mentioned this a lot because, you know, we're not going to make claims, okay?
Right.
You can go to the website, you can read the testimonials, you can read the clinical reviews, the clinical trials, but we're not prone to making a lot of claims about the product other than personally.
And I wanted to take it for a while.
And we wanted to take and try it. But we had heard that one of the things this would do...
Well, collagen will grow your
hair. Grow your hair. Collagen supposedly grows your hair.
Right.
So the...
And I have some little hairs that stick up,
the hairdresser said you got all these hairs that are...
She said, you've never had this before. I don't...
And this is after how many weeks of taking this? So now you're saying... But you
right. And she saw it on her own without me even telling her that I was... And then I went on to tell her that I've been taking
what you were taking.
Product. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing that I... It's just given me a lot more energy and really helped my hip feel better.
Your sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a good thing because a lot of guys, I'm sure, but a lot of ladies, particularly after they've had COVID two or three times, we have friends who are losing their hair.
Lost their hair. Right.
So this could maybe help them too.
I would think so, definitely.
Helping you.
It is.
Okay. Yes. I've been taking it twice a day. It has three key ingredients we've been telling you about. Collagen, which all guys need collagen too. Then it also has cat's claw, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory, which is probably why it's helping your sciatic nerve.
Definitely.
Which Dr. Mark Miller talked to us, the formulator of this for 30 years, talked to us about that the other day. Third thing you have is the Astroreal Astaxanthin.
Good job.
Is that pretty good?
That's good.
I've been practicing. And that got the cognitive award in 2022. So, and that crosses blood-brain barrier and gets into the gut.
Right.
Whereas a lot of the collagen you're flushing down the toilet about 95%. This you're absorbing, according to studies, you're absorbing 95%.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, if you want more information, it's on the website. Again, it's set up under her name so they can track it and give credit back to our organization. We've explained to you the way we bring you these free shows is either through our foundation, supporting that, or through supporting our sponsors. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. The testimonials are there, including the 80 clinical trials are there as well. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. Welcome back. We're going to be joined here in just a moment by Millie Weaver and by Trevor Loudon. Don't go anywhere. I want to properly say goodbye to our broadcast partner and correspondent on the ground. We sent you some money this morning, so we should have all that equipment being scooped up and helping to further build our broadcast center there in Israel.
The quality is of being upgrading the Wi-Fi, getting lighting, webcam, working on microphones. Of course, the big thing I want to do is to be able to go and interview people. We talked about this the other day. Have a couple of microphones.
Yes.
I'm lining up people, and then I'm working on how to do recordings. We're getting on the ground here. We're getting set up, Brandon. This is a war. This is a front that we need to fight, and we need to let the world know what is really going on out there. And by the way, tomorrow is the decision by The Hague. What they're going to do with this court case, whether they're going to throw us to the lions or whether they're going to throw the case out.
So, all right, so we need to get you back on for an update on that for sure tomorrow. And if you need anything else, you know, just to let us know equipment-wise as we build that ability to broadcast and have you doing those interviews. I think that's going to be amazing, you going out in the field and collecting these interviews and then bringing them back to our listening friends. So let us know what else you need. We'll endeavor to get it for you in a timely manner. Now that we actually have a source for the equipment, that was one of our biggest challenges, was getting the equipment into Israel, getting it there in a timely manner. But all working together with an Israeli partner here in the U.S. who goes back and forth, and you, we've been able to secure a source for picking up a lot of this equipment in country there in Israel.
Yep. No, it's been so far so good. I've got the logo here. I'm waiting for that banner, Brandon. I'm keeping my my eyes out. Nothing yet. But like I said, you know, because of the war, mail has slowed right down. But we're getting the information out. That's the most important thing right now. So, and it's an honor and a privilege and a blessing to be able to do it.
Well, it is a great ministry opportunity for us, as the Bible tells us to do this, right?
To speak the truth.
Yep. And to stop people from believing lies, from being deceived.
Yes.
And from believing lies about the Jewish people. So, I mean, we're following a biblical mandate here, right? I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. And part of a blessing is, I believe, as we've discussed before, someone standing up. I mean, what a blessing is it when you're falsely accused and someone stands up and says, I'm sorry, but that's not right. Let me set the record straight. And you defend someone. That, to me, is a blessing. I think in part there are many ways we could define that passage, but I think what we're doing right now is blessing the Jewish people, because they're under attack, they're being persecuted, they're being lied about, and we're standing up and saying, we need some context here.
Absolutely, Brandon. In fact, one of the members of our government yesterday, he came out with a statement and he said the only real friends that we have left out in the world out there are Christians.
Wow.
There's a solidarity group that came for the last few days, and they handed over a check for $500,000 for whatever needs there are. They also planted trees. We have one day a year called Tu Bishvat, where we plant trees. We've done it since 1948. Not only to help the ecology, but it's very symbolic. While our enemies are trying to uproot us, we are putting down roots. So part of their delegation went around planting trees as well. And maybe in the future sometime, I can do that on behalf of the Worldview ministry. I can plant a tree and put the name Worldview next to it.
Maybe we would love that, and let's do that. Let us know what we need to do. We're having a great time here. You know, isn't it interesting that in the midst of all the horrific things going on in the world, we are still filled with joy and hope, and because we know ultimately how this ends. We're filled with joy and we're filled with hope. Although there are days we do become discouraged and we become sometimes a little worn down. But you know what? Jesus went away and rested and prayed and had a time of retreat and refreshment. So we have to have that ourselves. But even in the midst of all this, we're filled with joy and hope. And I just cannot believe the privilege I have of working with you and so many people like you around the world, the listening audience around the world, to bring the broadcast we do, the ministry opportunities we're being given in these days and these times. I would have never dreamed it in my wildest goals or objectives that I would ever write on paper. I would have never put these that we're doing. So thank you for your part.
Oh, thank you, Brennan. Thank you so much.
LightToTheNationsMinistry.com. LightToTheNationsMinistry.com. And again, he's on the ground over there as a ministry project of WVWFoundation.com and WorldviewTube.com. And of course, we appreciate the fact that we can minister to, let's say, the VCY America audience with his reports while you guys minister to us. Because guess what? That's what it's all about, is ministry partnership. Don't we see the ministry partnership all through the Bible? People coming together and building a team of ministry partners to use their various gifts and abilities for the edification of the saints and the proclamation of the gospel. And VCY gives us a platform. And so they bless us every day. And we hope that we in turn can be a good team member and bless you guys back by putting resources into Israel with Aaron. So our ministries and so many people we work with, we all find ways to work together and to bless each other with the ultimate goal and objective of fulfilling the Great Commission and doing as we're called to do in these last days. And to not grow weary in well-doing, but also to occupy till he returns. So it's all a team effort, folks. we are all standing on someone else's shoulders, right? Vic Eliason and that team that built those networks, Jim Schneider, who carries it on today, and all Dalton in the control room, Logan and all the guys back in our control room here in the Mid-South, working with outlets like Lindell TV and others that will pick up our programming, Brighteon, Bandot Video. It is a team effort, and we're doing many, many things because many of us are committed to the same objectives, and we need help. It's too much going on. We have to resource each other, or we could never get it done. So what a great team God has allowed us to assemble. By the way, let me mention vcyamerica.org. They do now, of course, as you know, have at 2 o'clock coming up a program called Crosstalk with Jim Schneider, America's original Christian talk program since the 1970s. And I found out yesterday that that program is now on about 149 stations nationwide. So why don't you listen if you can? If you'd like to find out more about the ministry of VCY America, you can do so at vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org. Joining me now is Millie Weaver and Trevor Loudon. Millie, ladies first, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here with you today, Brandon.
Thank you. And Trevor Loudon joins us by phone. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, Millie.
All right, so we're blasting out there on 67 Christian stations today. I want to put out a disclaimer that we are not here to endorse candidates or anything. This talk about elections, election interference, and even audio you'll hear about Donald Trump is not because we're on this network at this time picking any sides. I personally never endorse candidates because of my position on ministry and organizations that I work with and my also desire to be a journalist. So I try to stay out of that. Now, with that being said, we do have the broadcast right and responsibility to tell people what's happening. And what we're talking about here, folks, is thwarting of the rule of law, okay? So this is not about Donald Trump. It's not about any candidate. It wouldn't matter if it was, you could just say candidate X. What's going on here is a thwarting of the rule of law. And that's what we're getting to. Lawlessness. Marxist, cultural Marxist, revolutionaries penetrating into our government. Guys, I think this is very much like what happened in 1948, Czechoslovakia. You had the Marxists, the communists, the socialists penetrate the government as civil servants. They were able to penetrate so much of the government that they were able to take advantage of a moment of crisis there in 1948, Czechoslovakia, and take over the government without firing a shot. As you probably both know, it became known as the Velvet Glove or the Velvety Glove Revolution. And we have speeches where people warned on the floor of Congress that this would be the goal of the communists around the world. This is how they would carry out revolutions in countries, penetrating the civil government, civil servant jobs that stay from one administration or parliament or government to the next. This seems to be exactly what's happening here. From a historical standpoint, Trevor, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Brandon. Since in the so-called advanced democracies, the communists know they're not going to easily have a violent revolution. So a big part of that has got to be penetrating the government infrastructure, Department of Defense, judiciary, even agriculture, anything to get power and influence and become a shadow government for the time they can become the real government. So that's what we're seeing playing out here. That's what a lot of people call the deep state. Well, the deep state is basically run from Moscow and Beijing. It's communist agents working inside the U.S. government to form a shadow government.
And you say that because you know that some of these groups are actually funded by Beijing. You know that for a fact. You followed their paper trail, right, Trevor?
Well, look, Millie just put out Millie did some great investigative work, and she found a network of people who were in the Department of Defense, Department of State, Department of Agriculture, several other major government departments, and they are, some of them are members of Democratic Socialists of America, which has links to many European and Latin American communist parties, and also some on the periphery of Liberation Road as well, which is a pro-Chinese communist group. So, yes, there's absolutely foreign connections to some of these people.
Millie, you've done an excellent job here. Dan Bongino has retweeted some of your work. A lot of other high-profile journalists and broadcasters are retweeting or re-Xing your work, whatever you call it now. For those who were not with us last night on Brandon House Live, bring our VCY America audience up to speed, please.
So I conducted an infiltration investigation into some of these left-wing organizations in about the spring of 2019, and it took quite a while to be able to get up into their main, I guess you could say, cluster where they were forming an action. And so once we were inside there, we really started to get really good information. We were in their Zoom calls, in their internal documents, their private discords and signals. And what we were able to really come away with is a good operational perspective of how these groups organize. And what's really key is that there seems to be a definite inside-outside strategy that they utilize, which is to have the federal workers, the bureaucrats operating inside of the DC swamp, working in tandem with the outside, the left-wing organizations, the legal counsel organizations that they utilize in order to protect them and in order to work together.
Mm. All right, we're going to go to a break here in about a minute, but we have some video clips and audio clips. Let me start the first one real quick here. This is tell me who's speaking here on the one on issues of omission and commission. What are they saying here? Well, who is this? We're going to hear from.
Oh, when we're hearing this is Maria Stephan, who formerly worked for the Department of State. She is pretty much going over the different tactics they can utilize to subvert the government.
Okay. And these recordings were held when?
These were recordings that were 1 week prior to the 2020 presidential election.
And the reason they're relevant now is you believe these same groups or same types are working when it comes to this 2024 election.
Oh, absolutely. These are the same people that have been subverting Trump throughout his entire presidency, including even before he was inaugurated. They already started plotting against him according to their own internal documents. And these people are
right
still
there.
working together to undermine him today.
We'll be right back with Millie Weaver and Trevor Loudon and those clips. Don't go away.
We have slashed the shipping cost on our freeze-dried food at WVWTVstore.com. Hello, I'm Brandon House. And for this month of January and February, we are slashing our shipping by half. Half the cost gone. We're saving you half the price you would normally pay for shipping this heavy freeze-dried food. But this is for a limited time only at WVWTVstore.com. Here we are in January of 2024. I think it's going to be a bumpy ride as we go into the election in the fall of 2024, not to mention the threat of World War III, China going after Taiwan, all the military-age males that have poured over our border from Islamic nations and the CCP. Folks, do you have your preparations in order? Even the mainstream media like CBS Face the Nation is talking about a black swan event. A major national security black swan event in 2024. There's the talk of the power grid going down. Even the irresponsible FBI director told Congress that all the lights are flashing red for a terrorist attack. Well, it might be predictive programming, and they may cause it to happen or allow it to happen. But reality is, if it happens, you want to make sure you're prepared. I took about 3 days during the Christmas break to get more organized. I've been prepping since 2013, but I had some prepping gear in one closet and another in another closet. I got organized, got it all put together in the right places. I know where everything is, and then I even added to it and updated. Well, here's your chance to update your emergency supplies by going to WVWTVstore.com for the month of January and February, as we have slashed shipping of our freeze-dried food in half. So that'll save some of you several hundred dollars, but you need to take action now while we have the supplies and while you can save half on the normal shipping price. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, you can place your order over the phone if you prefer, 901-468-9357. Or for greatest of ease, just go right online, WVWTVstore.com, and get it while it lasts and half off the shipping cost. Thank you.
Welcome back to Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com, and all of our TV programs as well are at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. 7 p.m. Central Time each night. We carry Worldview Report, my nightly newscast. Also, by the way, heard at 10 p.m. Central Time on VCY America, TV 30 in Milwaukee. 7 p.m. Central at worldviewtube.com, 10 p.m. on TV 30 in Milwaukee for our listeners there. And then, of course, Brandon House Live, as I do that each night, is on demand later as well at worldviewtube.com. Millie Weaver joins us. Millie, give us your website, please.
MillennialMillie.com. That is my website where you can find the full article with this information. Please share it. Share it far and wide. This information needs to reach everyone, and really it especially needs to reach our representatives, and we need people out there demanding a thorough and exhaustive investigation into these organizations, into these government employees that have been working hard at subverting and undermining the U.S. government and the office of the presidency. As Brandon was saying, it's not about Trump. These guys are really subverting the will of the American people and the office of the presidency.
And the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the law. I mean, they are violating the law. They're working together in a very clandestine manner. Pretty much instructing themselves and others within these departments and agencies how to go slow, gum up the bureaucratic processes, sabotage policies that they don't like, how to do leaks to the media in order to sabotage policies they don't like, or other people within the organizations or leadership they don't like. I mean, they are working inside of these organizations to undermine our government. And that's really the biggest concern.
Trevor, give us your website. And then after that, please tell us about the gentleman they're following. They're following a particular gentleman, Gene Sharp, who wrote a book, I guess it's about 88 pages, that went global. Supposedly it was used in the Arab Spring and around the world in other places to help overthrow the government that the people didn't like at the time. I think the book is called From Dictatorship to Democracy. I think they would claim that a constitutionally run government is a dictatorship. They do not want one of the bourgeoisie. They want the proletariat, the workers, the revolutionaries. Tell us about your website, and then who was Gene Sharp?
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. My website is trevorloudon.com. Loudon is Loudon. And all my books and DVDs are available there. I specialize on exposing the Marxists in our government. So they were quoting Gene Sharp. He's a political science professor, and he was all about nonviolent resistance. How do you sabotage a government or a movement without direct confrontation, but just gumming up the works, as Millie was saying, leaking, sabotaging government directives, so you bring a government to a grinding halt, so it's completely ineffective, so the people lose confidence in the government, and that sets the stage for the final violent revolution. So all of these tactics are being employed, and Millie's quite right to point out that none of this has been cleaned out. This is only amplified under the Biden administration. So we've got actual Marxists right through the whole federal apparatus. And so this, and there are no loyalty checks, there's no background checks virtually. So these people just do what they want. And what they want is revolution, and they hate any president who stands in their way. This is the deep state. This is the lower reaches of a deep state in operation.
All right, let's go to this first clip. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, but they are on her website and on her X feed. We'll give you that in a minute. This speaker, Maria Stephan, again, you've documented. I know this is a litigious society, so I'm guaranteeing that you have documented everything, links. I mean, you've got, you know exactly. We're not misattributing anything to anyone, correct?
Correct. I mean, it's, you hear it from her own words. Let her speak and say it for herself.
Okay. And she was at the State Department, or is still?
She was at the State Department. She took a leave of absence, but she currently is heading up other left-wing protest activism organizations and utilizing her skills and her trainings in order to help aid these subversives.
All right, here she is on acts of commission and acts of omission. I'm going to stop it a little bit along the way because it's a longer clip, but Here we go.
We talk about acts of commission and acts of omission. So acts of commission are things that you do that you either are not expected to do or that are contrary to, you know, what the opponent, in this case, the enemies of democracy, want you to do.
Okay, so right there, enemies of democracy. She's framing who they're going after. Saul Alinsky, pick the target, freeze it, characterize it, polarize it. There you go, right? Marginalize, characterize, terrorize, you know, this is what we're doing. Here we go.
Something there quickly, Branham.
Yeah.
You know, this is what democracy means to a communist. Democracy is the will of the people. Who are the representatives of the people? The communists are the representatives of the people. So therefore, democracy is what the communists want.
Wow. Here we go.
That's how you got to understand it when they use the word democracy.
Yes.
Not what we understand it.
Yes. And of course, we're a constitutional republic. We're not for democracy, mobocracy, the rule of the 51%. You know, they can brainwash enough people with enough generation, they'll get their 51%. Our founders say, we don't care about you and what you feel you want. We care about what the laws of nature, nature's God says, the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, the moral law. There are certain things you cannot do outside the bounds of a constitutional republic. If you get outside those bounds, you have the right to alter, abolish, and replace that government. So amen to what you're saying, Trevor. Here we go.
In this case, you know, an act of commission would be, you know, as federal workers asking very specific questions, exerting your voice in the workplace, joining with colleagues to make the case for why something may be illegal or unethical. Another act of commission is the wearing of symbols, which seems like, a small or a minor thing, but it's actually really powerful when lots of people are showing unity and solidarity by wearing symbols. Symbols can be nonpartisan, they can be pro-democracy, and part of me thinks that symbols may be an important way for feds to show support and solidarity around democracy and the integrity of our election or after November 3rd.
Okay, let me stop right there, because this is where we have some of the lawless in the FBI taking a knee to Black Lives Matter. That's in one of my documentaries. We have another person in this feed that is bragging about wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt to work and thinks that this is not in violation of the Hatch Act, which prohibits, my father was with the USDA, okay? He was with the federal government. We lived in D.C., outside of D.C., in Northern Virginia for several years. That's where I grew up. We didn't put bumper stickers on our car for who was ever running for office. Why? Because my father said that's against the Hatch Act, and I drive the car to work. It goes onto the government parking lot, the government property. We are not to be having signs and political signs and bumper stickers and things on our car. We have a Hatch Act we have to follow. These people think they can actually walk in with a Black Lives Matter shirt where their founders admitted we are trained revolutionaries? Millie?
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what they're instructing each other to do. The reason why she's instructing to wear a BLM shirt is because they're trying to create this narrative that Black Lives Matter is nonpartisan. When in reality, we all know that it's a radical leftist organization. But see, that's one way that they can show solidarity and unity with each other is by wearing BLM attire. And that's coming from Sarah Sturette, who's a Department of Labor attorney.
And she says, quote, I'm wearing a shirt that I think is acceptable under the Hatch Act. Vote like Black Lives Matter. I would wear something like this and think you'd be okay wearing that on the job, end quote. Trevor, do you think you'd be okay under the Hatch Act to do that?
No, they wouldn't. But look, this is what, you know, the enforcement is so slack in the federal government. And their bosses are on their side, usually. We need to understand how deep the penetration is.
Remember the, by the way, remember Trevor.
Trying to subvert us.
Remember Trevor, when under President Trump, his own Pentagon said, MAGA is a white supremacy slogan or, symbol. Remember that? And then they had to supposedly backtrack.
Yeah, I do. And that was aimed directly at the president. When the president was talking about invoking the Insurrection Act to counter the massive protests that were going on, the head of the military at the time says, we will not do that. You know, he just come out and flatly disobeyed the president. Well, he should have been sacked immediately. But
absolutely.
It's so entrenched that the only way America is going to be saved is if there's a massive cleansing of the federal bureaucracy and elimination of several departments.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Like Milei is doing in Argentina.
Yeah. Like he's doing in Argentina. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think and I know there are some people that love Abraham Lincoln, some that don't. But I think Abraham Lincoln found some of these people in his government, and he just rounded it up and arrested them.
Yeah. When the war was going on, he had Southern sympathizers in the federal government, and he just got rid of them, yes.
And the point I'm making is, I'm born in Jackson, Mississippi, and a proud Southerner. But the point I'm making is, there is precedent in our own history of presidents taking people they were trying to disrupt and dealing with that. And of course, Ronald Reagan showed what he did with these Marxists when he was governor of California. You know, he called out the National Guard, and he dealt with this. He didn't give them a safe place. Let's keep going.
Another act of commission is creating a paper trail. So producing a very clearly written account of the problem in question and the actions that are taken to address it. And this is really, I think, in this moment where there may be uncertainty, conflicting messaging, potentially illegal orders, for civil servants, federal workers to engage in meticulous documentation to challenge the policies or the directives that they deem unethical or unconstitutional.
Wait a minute. They deem unethical or unconstitutional. These people don't care about the Constitution, Millie, but all of a sudden they're going to try to invoke the Constitution for their reason of civil disobedience and illegal activity?
Well, notice they said unethical, right? So even if they think that it's just unethical or immoral, then that would be enough for them to want to resist it.
Are we unethical and immoral to them when we stand for the Constitution, the rule of law, a secure border, a patriarchal family, the traditional roles of men and women, traditional marriage.
For example, they might think that closing the border and securing the border is unethical.
It's racist.
And it's not unconstitutional. I mean, we have the right to defend our borders, but they might think it's unethical. Therefore, they would try to work to keep the borders open. That would be an example.
Okay.
Particularly when the orders are given verbally rather than in written form. And another act of commission, albeit highly, risky, and there are a number of great downsides, is leaking. So leaking information about pending or actual policies with journalists, with activists, influential people on the outside. But this, really should be used very judiciously, only on truly significant matters, because most disclosures outside of formal internal whistleblowing are at minimum a violation of contractual duty, and they may put leakers at significant legal risk.
Okay, we got to go to break, but I'll have Trevor respond when we come back, because President Trump dealt with that his entire career as president. He had constant leaks to the media and mischaracterizing his comments, taking his phone calls, chopping them up, putting them out of context. And then making something out of something that wasn't even there. And now we realize, apparently this is a coordinated strategy. They'll respond to all of it. TrevorLoudon.com is his website. MillennialMillie.com is her website. Ours, WorldviewTube.com, WorldviewRadio.com as well. And again, we remind you, Crosstalk with Jim Schneider comes up at the top of the hour and be heard by those listening on other outlets at VCYAmerica.org. Have you checked out all the free programming lately at worldviewtube.com? Hello, I'm Brandon House. If you go right now to worldviewtube.com, you are going to find so many television shows ready for you on demand, like my nightly newscast, The Worldview Report, my daily radio show that's also a TV show now. That's available at worldviewtube.com. The 90-minute live show, Brandon House Live, that's available each and every day at worldviewtube.com. It cost us many, many thousands of dollars a month in streaming, bandwidth bill, and IT bills to make available these free programs. But we do it as a ministry and public service of WVW Broadcast Network. Now, one way we're able to do this is through the generous support of you through our WVW Foundation. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. Would you become a sponsor now so we can continue to push out free radio shows? shows and TV shows at worldviewtube.com and worldviewradio.com. We're also looking for more regular monthly contributors. Would you consider signing up if you haven't already for a monthly contribution, $5, $10, whatever you can afford? It's greatly appreciated. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you'll find our phone number there if you'd like to make a contribution via the phone. Again, that's WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWFoundation.com. And check out all the free ministry programming at worldviewtube.com. And don't forget our Sunday night church service that I've been teaching on Sunday nights since 2015. That's live 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Worldviewtube.com, brought to you by WVWFoundation.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldviewradio.com. Trevor, they're saying, you know, we're going to leak things to the media. It might be illegal. You better be careful unless you're a whistleblower. This is what President Trump had to deal with his entire 4 years, and the media played right into it and made sure to write all kinds of articles completely out of context. And this was just completely had to be so frustrating. I don't know another president that was ever treated this way. Do you?
No, well, you know, they tried to do this to Reagan as well, but in those days, the federal bureaucracy was a smaller and much more tightly disciplined. You know, they actually had loyalty oaths, they actually had background checks, security checks. People were fired for doing this kind of thing. Well, now the federal bureaucracy is staffed by revolutionaries, so they will do anything. You know, when Millie talked about being unethical, well, you know, you remember the old TV show, The Hogan's Heroes, yeah. You know, where the people in the prison camp were always lying to the Nazis and subverting the Nazis and sabotaging the Nazis, because that was ethical, because they were Nazis. Well, they see us as Nazis. So they regard it as ethical to sabotage us. Not just ethical, a moral imperative to sabotage us. Mm. So you cannot run a country on that basis, and that's why there has to be a massive clean-out straight after the next election, a massive clean-out.
Here is another quote. Quote, it's not a coup to act against government or officials who are trying to prevent a legitimate transfer of power. We believe that every vote must count. We must count every vote, end quote. Well, of course, they had to count until they won, count every vote, right? But look, it's not a coup, they say, to act against the government or officials who are trying to prevent a legitimate transfer of power. Well, here they're going to say, yeah, let's say President Trump wins in a massive landslide. They're going to scream Russia, Russia, Russia. They're going to scream something, and they're going to say it's not legit, and therefore we are not involved in a coup to stop what is not a legitimate transfer of power. They get to play it both ways every time, do they not, Millie?
Absolutely. And this is why they really kept building this narrative. There was a couple of narratives they were building. It was one, we're going to call it a coup, right? So when Trump contests the election, which they were predicting was going to be wrought with massive election irregularities, including even ballots showing up in more ballots than there were registered voters in counties. I mean, that's in their own documents, in the document Hold the Line, which was found inside of movement resources. But also, just to kind of point out here, these groups were subverting Trump as early as right after he won the presidency in 2016, according to their own internal documents, inside of their activism for federal workers guide. There was a linked another document inside of that, and that was called Federal Services Articles. Now, what's interesting here is the Activism for Workers Federal Guide that they had given out, that's where it tells them all the strategic things that they can do per their different department or agency, their pillar of government, whether it be leaks, slowing down government processes, or, you know, wearing symbols and
striking,
or having strategic
striking.
Sick days, striking, exactly.
And if you strike
inside of that,
if you strike
inside
like
of that document, Brandon, yep. They had another document called Federal Service Articles, and this was a live document that they were updating as it went throughout Trump's presidency. And this post they had, which you can find it on tweet number 30, back in January 12th of 2017, they had a post where it says, attention federal employees, if you're seeing something, leak something. If you're a public servant in Washington, you may be warned about what your job will look like after January 20th, when Trump gets inaugurated. Who you'll be working for, what you'll be asked to do, you might be concerned that the programs you've developed will likely be killed or misused, or that you'll be ordered to do things that are illegal or immoral. You may be thinking you have no choice, or that your only alternative is to quit. But there's another option. If you become aware of behavior that you believe is unethical, illegal, or damaging to the public interest, consider sharing your information securely with us. History shows that the enormous value of government workers who discover abuses of power collaborating with journalists to expose them.
Wow. All right, quick. I got 3 minutes. If you use your civil authority and power and ability in your job, you could shut down the FAA. You could disrupt critical infrastructures. And you could stop checks from going out, Social Security checks, other checks. You could really, as they say, gum up the works. How long would they have to gum up the works, Trevor, before people aren't getting, and I'm not in favor of everybody getting welfare checks, but some people are getting deserved checks because they paid in to the system, Social Security, even though I'm opposed to the system ever being created, but they paid into the system, and now they need to get their check. They count it for the living. How long before entitlement programs and Social Security program checks that are gummed up don't go out? Somebody puts in a malicious code, whatever it might be. How long before they could do things? This goes back to that communist tactic, pressure from above, pressure from below. People at the top in the government doing their thing they're doing to create pressure below. Now all of a sudden you got lawlessness because you don't have people receiving the services they need or the critical infrastructure they need or the FAA's going or whatever it might be. You've created a real mess that feeds down to the street level for now rioting. Trevor?
Well, it wouldn't take long. It would take 1 week of benefit shutdown to have rioting in major cities all over America. You know, the unions almost tried to shut down air traffic control under Reagan. So he fired all of them. And that shocked them. But I know right now the unions are planning massive strikes this year in the auto industry against FedEx, against the ports at Long Beach, the warehousing in the Empire in California. They're trying to cut supply chains, major supply chains, and create chaos in election year.
And that's so already a bad problem.
What Millie's talking about here, this is still in bureaucracy, and this is the inside-outside. You'll have those bureaucrats in the Department of Labor cooperating with the radical union activists on the outside.
And you
that's what's going to happen.
Add that to the communists being around the Panama Canal with the CCP military. They can take control of that and stop 40% of our shipments coming in. What's going on in the Red Sea? And then these guys inside our country, you could see where we have a real supply chain breakdown, and then how does that trickle to the street? Closing comment by both of you, seconds to go. There's the music. Millie, is President Trump, if he wins, going to even be able to carry out the job to get into the office, or will he get sworn in somewhere in a back room somewhere, but the country's in civil war, yes or no?
I'm not sure. What I do know is this is something our representatives can do something about now, and we need to demand that they take action and start doing congressional hearings and investigations. We need to drain the swamp now. We cannot wait until the next election.
Trevor, quickly, are they trying to set up a civil war here?
Yeah, like they are, and Vinley's right. This has to be done now. It may be too late. We may not even get to the election if we don't do it
all
now.
All right. Pray, folks. Thanks for listening. Thank you to both of you guys. Great work, all of you. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care. Not too long ago, we received 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. This is to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. We had one distributor we wanted to purchase it from and offer to our audience, and they said, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you because we cannot keep it in stock. Therefore, we can't sell it to you because, you know, you'll get upset with us because you'll need it to fill the orders you have, and we won't be able to send it to you, and that creates a PR problem for all of us. So, sorry, we can't keep it in stock. Well, that led us to search, and we were able to finally secure brand new 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. And by the way, these are selling fast. Well, no wonder. The government recently, according to many reports, has ordered up $290 million in anti-radiation medication. What are they planning? We know the FBI and the military held a week-long nuclear strike event in Houston, Texas.
in New York, they've been running PSAs for what happens if there's a nuclear attack. What is this all about? I have no idea what they're planning, folks, but I do know that among my family's emergency supplies is potassium iodine. You'll find it in supply at our store online at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, or just visit WVWTVstore.com.